Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Greg is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Rams, Niners, Monday Night Football. This should be fun. This should be exciting. The Niners are a little bit kind of a mess right now, but they always do. I mean, even though the recent rivalry may not be as heated, there is a history with this team. They are going to be looking for a resurgence with, you know, their quarterback issues and all that's going on. They're looking to see some consistency. Of course, the Rams are too, but they will be playing away. I do feel like we're going to see the Rams clicking on more, if not all, cylinders by this time. I think they maybe have worked out some of the kinks of, you know, getting the offense in motion and being more consistent. I feel confident about that. And I'm looking forward to, you know, a good maybe, I'm thinking 2-touchdown win on Monday.
I hope so. I don't, you know, again, I know we're not X's and O's guys, but the last time the Niners played was the Broncos against the Broncos, and the score was 11-10 Broncos, which is the weirdest football score ever to exist. Like, you couldn't try to get that score as a final score if you, like,
when you extrapolate, it's like, oh, God, what was there a safety? No, that doesn't work. I mean, it's like you have to be kind of a physics major to kind of work out where the scoring came.
Yeah. And some of it had to do with miscues of the 49ers, including their quarterback literally stepping outside of the end zone, which is, again, you don't need to know too much about football, that's just something that doesn't ever happen. And they got a safety that way. So I'm hoping that sort of, what's the opposite of momentum? The dismomentum of the Niners versus, I will make up words here every now and then, versus the momentum that we're seeing out of the Rams. I hope benefits the Rams. And I'm
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look, I love the 2-touchdown win prediction because, man, when I'm sitting back and I'm just watching the well-oiled machine that is the Rams and Stafford and Cooper Kupp and, you know, and their defense doing their thing, it's just so much fun. It's so much fun as a Rams fan to watch the games. And I'm sure our various Rams fans will be going crazy this weekend. But we're looking forward to watching. We'll be on Monday on Tuesday after the Monday game to talk about the game a little bit and again give sort of our perspective and the fan perspective what the experience of it was like. And we're looking forward to that.